Churchill Downs suspended racing after the second race of the day. So an unusual occurrence there, but certainly one well-advised because of the weather conditions. By the way, they're expecting a field of nine to be entered tomorrow for the Belmont Stakes coming up on Saturday. Major League Baseball this afternoon in the sixth inning. The Cincinnati Reds lead San Francisco 2-1, powered by a two-run home run by Paul O'Neill. The Minnesota Twins beat up Toronto 12-5. Kirby Puckett had five hits and scored three runs. In American Association Day Baseball up at Buffalo, the Bison snapped the Louisville Redbirds' five-game winning streak, putting across a run in the bottom of the 10th inning. Buffalo 8 and Louisville 7. And when the New York Yankees take the field tonight against the Boston Red Sox, they'll be under the leadership of new manager Stump Merrill. Merrill was called up from the Yanks AAA Farm Club at Columbus. He's a 10-year minor league managerial veteran. To replace Bucky Dent, the Yankees have won only 18 of their first 49 ball games. And out at Omaha tonight in the College Baseball World Series, it's Stanford against Georgia. Stanford must win to stay alive in the tournament. If Georgia wins, they automatically advance into Saturday's championship game. Van Vance with Larry Nechter tonight to talk auto sports. I'm sure we're going to get a lot more weather information during that time as well. Sports talk beginning tonight at 7:05. Sid Jenkins, Sports 84 WHAS.
Let's go across the river again. Larry Grant in the Skywatch hangar this afternoon. Larry?
Well, police might still be working that accident on the westbound lanes of Gene Snyder Freeway, just a short distance from Stone Street Road, so be careful if you're in that area. Of course, we've said many, many times, there's multiple locations where there are trees and wires down, but for those of you that just turned in, we do have tuned in. We have wires across Upper Hunter's Trace just off of Dixie Highway, trees in the roadway on Greenwood Road just west of Kentucky, also at St. Andrews and Blanton Lane, 9707 Lower River Road, a tree in the roadway, as well as Dixie Highway and 44. Within the city, Grinstead Drive area, just east of Bardstown Road, I understand several trees and wires that are down at that location. The traffic lights are out. The power is out on U.S. 60 in the vicinity of the Shelbyville Road Mall and the Oxmoor Shopping Center, so use a lot of caution there. On U.S. 42, especially in the west on the westbound side there, between the expressway and Prospect, we have at least a half a dozen trees that are down. So, again, be very, very careful. I'm Larry Grant with traffic on News Radio 84 WHAS.
Thanks, sir. It's 5:30 at 84 WHAS. This is Terry Miners, along with Skip Essek and Doug McKelvin. We're all trying to answer the phones and jot down the information that you're passing on to us so that we can get it on the air. Please be patient if the phones are ringing. We'll get to you as soon as we can. All the lines are filled up at all times, and just hang on. Just let it ring, and we'll get to you eventually here and get your information down. Meteorologist Ken Scholes will join us in a moment, too, and Mary Jeffries will update us on news. First, Doug McKelvin has a few notes he's taken from the telephones.
Hey, what first thing we need to do, Terry, though, is to activate those special receivers once again because we have some more severe weather information to pass along. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 6:15 Eastern Time for people in east central Kentucky in Anderson and Scott counties. Base operations at Capital Cities Airport in Frankfort reported 60-mile-an-hour winds and very heavy rain, reducing visibility to less than 3 feet. The storm was over central Franklin County, over Frankfort, 28 miles northwest of Lexington, moving to the east at 35 miles an hour, and will move into the Georgetown area by 6 o'clock this evening. Once again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning, effective until 6:15 Eastern Time, for people in east central Kentucky in the counties of Anderson and Scott. It's 5:32 on 84 WHAS. Very quickly, before we toss to Mary, more power outages reported. Hurstburn at Bardstown Road, Newburgh all the way to Highland. All of the stoplights are out at the location or on the road. And Westport, just past Hey Arnold and Son on the curb, there is a tree down. And there's caution when you go around the corner so that you don't get yourself into trouble. 5:33 on 84 WHAS. Mary Jeffries is in with the news.
And Doug, I'm just going to add some notes to your list. Trees are down on River Road at Cox's Park and beyond. The LG&E transformer at 808 Cannons Lane has blown up. Trees are down on Northwestern Parkway. They're down in the westbound lane of Blankenbaker and River Road. Trees down on U.S. 42 around the Bridgepoint subdivision. A pole is down on the I-65 Arthur Street exit that runs to Brandeis. Poles snapped in half at Shelbyville Road and the Watterson. Trees and power lines down on Broadway from the 4700 block to the 3700 block. Trees are down on Algonquin. Some of those trees apparently hit some houses there. A telephone pole is about to fall down at Blue Lick Road and Preston. Those are just some of the reports we have so far. And Larry Grant is standing by. And Larry, you may have some more to add to that list. Larry Grant? Nope. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's on police radio.
Okay. Another announcement here. Jefferson County College classes are canceled for both the Southwest and the downtown campuses. House Speaker Don Blanford says he plans to call Lieutenant Governor Brereton Jones about his publicized comments criticizing the General Assembly for passing the school reform tax bill.
I think it's irresponsible for anyone, particularly a candidate, to be out and cast the dispersions on that process and what we've done until such time as we put it in effect and see it works and see exactly how much money was needed to fund it.
Jones was quoted in today's Courier Journal as saying the tax increase was too high. Majority Leader George Mitchell warns that an anti-crime bill might be doomed unless the Senate agrees to restrict debate on the measure. Lawmakers have tacked nearly 250 amendments onto the bill and have refused so far to set a time limit for debate. Senators are to vote tomorrow on limiting the debate to 30 hours. The bill includes new restrictions on semi-automatic weapons and provides for the death penalty for 30 federal crimes. Meteorologist Ken Schultz will be in with his color radar weather forecast. It's 5:35 on News Radio 84 WHAS.
This summer, trailer to adventure, sleep a family, entertain a crowd, or ski the kids on one of the quality boats from the Carver Boat Corporation. From their sporty 21-foot Montego to the classic 42-foot aft cabin motor yacht, Carver is the ultimate boating experience, and they're available at Middletown Marine. Middletown Marine carries the Carver boat line because they know what being the best really means. That's exactly why they carry and recommend the dependability and power of MerCruiser. MerCruiser engines are built to provide great boating adventure season after season. When you own a Carver yacht powered by the quality of a MerCruiser stern drive or inboard, you've reached the pinnacle boating experience. And Middletown Marine can show you their complete line, plus provide you with quality service and all the accessories you'll need. So stop by Middletown Marine and check out their ad in Sunday's Courier Journal for more details. Middletown Marine, they turn every weekend into a vacation. Located beside the water towers on North English Station Road in Middletown.
Once again, WHAS will activate special receivers.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. We have a correction to make. We put out a warning for a severe thunderstorm warning for Anderson County. That is incorrect. The National Weather Service has made a correction on that. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 6:15 this afternoon for people in Franklin and Scott counties of Kentucky. Again, not Anderson. That was incorrect. The Weather Service has corrected that. Franklin and Scott counties of Kentucky, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:15 this afternoon. Mary, do you have any additional information, or did you want me to recap here?
I think we were going to try to go back to Larry Grant. No, he's not on the telephone. Okay. No, Ken, you can just go ahead and update everybody on the latest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we have a lot of sheets of paper to kind of fiddle and fold through. So, first of all, let me run down a number of watches that we have. We're under a severe thunderstorm watch, have been all afternoon. That goes until 8 o'clock. Of course, that's been more or less replaced by all the severe weather warnings that we have had. And now that that line of severe weather is past this area, I don't expect any additional severe weather to redevelop. So, in essence, not only have our warnings expired for the Louisville metro area, but pretty much our watch has too. But there is a tornado watch in effect for eastern and central Kentucky. That would include Frankfort and Lexington. That watch is in effect until 10 o'clock this evening. Now let's run down those counties that are still involved in warnings. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Oldham, Shelby, and Trimble counties. That for about another 8 minutes. Again, these thunderstorms moving pretty rapidly to the east, and I expect they have pretty much cleared those counties, but for the next 8 minutes, severe thunderstorm warning, Oldham, Shelby, and Trimble counties. Tornado warning in southwestern Kentucky for Logan and Todd counties. That, too, expires in about another 8 minutes. We have a tornado warning for LaRue, Nelson, and Spencer counties. That expired at 5:30 this afternoon. Just issued, of course, we've had a number of severe thunderstorm warnings. Severe thunderstorm warnings until 6:15 for Washington, Greene, Marion, and Taylor counties. And for Franklin now, not Anderson, but Franklin and Scott counties, severe thunderstorm warning until 6:15 this afternoon. So that's pretty much a wrap-up of all the warnings that are still involved. Most of those now, severe thunderstorm warnings. Still a very potent line of storms capable of generating winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour, some hail and torrential rains. It is moving off to the east at a rapid pace and is now moving into that part of Kentucky that is under a tornado watch. For us, beg your pardon, for us in the Louisville area, we're going to be looking at the showers and thunder showers continuing, but they're going to be diminishing in intensity and aerial coverage as the evening wears on. Still may see a few showers here all the way through tonight and into early tomorrow morning. Our low temperature tonight will drop down to about 67 degrees. Tomorrow, warm and humid, occasional showers and thunderstorms. High temperature of 82 degrees, scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. The low 71. And for Friday, partly sunny, hot and humid. A few afternoon thunderstorms and up to 91 degrees. Right now in Louisville, we have showers. Our temperature is 67 degrees.
And once again, because of the severe weather, Jefferson Community College classes are canceled for both the Southwest and downtown campuses this evening. With news on the hour and half hour, bulletins at once, I'm Mary Jeffries, News Radio 84 WHAS.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate all your information pouring in over the telephone lines, too. It gives us an idea of where all the problem spots are, and we're trying to compile it and put it all together so we're not repeating ourselves every 3 minutes. But you have to remember, too, people tune in and out of the stations so often that that's why we rehash the material for people that haven't been through yet, haven't been serviced, and need to know that there are problems in certain areas. It's 540 at 84 WHAS. I have quite a list of areas where power lines are down and trees or whatever. Electricity is off in a lot of areas, too, because of the storms that have rolled through here. Some in the Butchel area. I've got 100 sheets of paper here myself, too. Audubon Park, they're calling in saying power's out in that area, too. Don't know. Obviously, phone service is going to be out in some areas, too, with the poles that have been knocked down today. So if you're having trouble ringing up somebody, that's probably it. Fearing that you may even get a regular ring and think that somebody's not home or not answering, whatever, and still... it could be the power out in that area. Lexington Road across from the Baptist Seminary. Trees blocking there. Bardstown Road, Watterson Trail out Butchel. There are tree down and wires in the road there. Interstate 65 at the Arthur Street exit that runs to Brandeis. Trees and power lines reported down on Broadway. And both of trees and power lines down, too, there at Arthur Street and I-65. And let's see, the Broadway location was from the 4700 block to 3700 block. So as the information's coming in, we're passing it on to you here. And I've been trying to reestablish contact with Larry Grant over in southern Indiana. Larry?
You've got him right here.
Okay, buddy, this report's a service of Great Financial Federal. What do you have off the police radios?
Well, really, I haven't been able to obtain anything, Terry. I have called all of the departments, and they're unable to talk and provide any information. They've done what they could in the earlier periods of time right here, but they are completely swamped. So if any of you need a police officer... for a particular problem area, be very, very patient because they're going from one location to the other. To give a recap, though, of the problem areas that I'm aware of, we do have wires that are down on Upper Hunter's Trace just off of Dixie Highway. We have trees down Greenwood Road just west of Kentucky Avenue, also at St. Andrews Church Road and Blanton Lane, and 9707 Lower River Road. Still another area, Dixie Highway and 44, there's a tree in the roadway there. Grinstead Drive, just east of Bardstown Road. I understand we have trees and wires down on that location on U.S. 60 in the St. Matthews area. In the general vicinity of Oxmoor and the shopping centers, we have the traffic lights that are out. Power's down in that general area. A transformer exploded on U.S. 42 near the entrance to Bridgeport. I understand that we have about a half a dozen trees that are down, particularly in the westbound lanes of U.S. 42 between the Waterton Expressway and the Prospect area. And let's see, I think 18th and Algonquin, we have trees and wires down. Blue Lick Road and Preston Highway, a telephone pole damaged to the extent. I believe the roadway is being blocked at that point. Earlier, we had an accident on Gene Snyder Freeway. The westbound lane's about a half a mile from the Stone Street Road exit. Police and emergency crews might still be working that area. That's going to wrap it up on my end. And I'm Larry Grant with traffic on News Radio 84, WHAS.
All right, Larry, go back in the corner and just stay in there until tomorrow morning. We don't have to worry about you all night, all right?
Thank you, partner.
Let me ask you one thing, though. Did your hair get messed up in the wicked winds today? No.
I was waiting for that to come.
He doesn't even use hairspray either. It's just perfect hair. Well, it's nice to have you on the air again, Larry.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right, boy, this guy starts right out with a tornado afternoon. Larry's going to be here for a couple days. Ron Robertson's got a few days off. And boy, does that guy know how to schedule his vacations, huh?
Hi, this is Ray Shelton for Great Financial Federal. As the old saying goes, the best things in life are free. So it's puzzling that many people settle for less than the best and pay dearly for it. At Great Financial Federal, the best in checking services are free. So it's puzzling that anyone would settle for less than our best and pay the price. For example, why pay Quest transaction fees when the Great Financial Federal Quest card is still a free ticket to all the more than 600 Quest machines in the area? And why pay checking account service charges when a mere $200 minimum daily balance makes it free at Great Financial Federal? So, if your checking account is elsewhere, add up all the service charges and Quest fees, and then ask, why am I doing this? Why, indeed, when Great Financial Federal checking is the best deal around? Why spend your money for less than the best? Move your account to Great Financial Federal, your key to financial security.
Enjoy more affordable insurance with a home and car discount new from Nationwide Insurance. Effective in Kentucky June 1st, when you insure both your home and car with Nationwide, you'll get a special money-saving discount on your home insurance and another money-saving discount on your car insurance. That's right, you'll get discounts on both. When you put Nationwide on your side, you'll also enjoy fast, fair claim service. That includes our 24-hour toll-free claim service number that you can call from anywhere in the United States or Canada. Our drive-through claim centers located throughout our operating area. And our Blue Ribbon claim service guarantee. In addition, you'll enjoy the service of a Nationwide agent who is an experienced and qualified professional living in your community. Call your Kentucky Nationwide agent today for more information about our home and car discount, an unbeatable service that works for you. You'll be glad you did. We're in the Yellow Pages.
I remember how at peace she was. One night, she took my uncle's hand and she said, when my time comes, don't be sad. Remember the good times. Now, I've done more in my lifetime than anyone could possibly ever think of doing. She said, celebrate. But don't forget the flowers, she said. Lots and lots of flowers.
Florists turn feelings into flowers. The American Floral Marketing Council.
Money. That's what you earn every time you use the Discover card. The card that actually pays you cash for every charge. Up to 1% back every year based on your annual purchases. And while this may not sound like an awful lot, just remember what the other guys give you. It pays to Discover. The card that pays you back.
It's 547 at 84 WHAS. This is Terry Miners. A couple more notes to run across for here. Jefferson County High School classes normally held at Aaron's, Mill Creek, Hyde Park, Wagner, and South Park have been canceled for tonight, too. Thank you, Randall. Randy Davidson getting it. Each time a person comes in the room, I say, hi, how are you? You mind answering some phones, sir? If you put a pen in their hands, they're going, I can't get away. All the phone lines are burning up here. Phone service is out in parts of Valley Station. Dixie Highway traffic lights are out from Deering Road to Watson Lane. Obviously, if you're waiting on somebody to come home, they're going to be tremendously slowed down with all the trees down. I could run through the whole list of trees down, but suffice to say they're scattered all across the community, and that's going to mean a lot of crawling home. And there's a lot of standing water this afternoon, too. It's the downed power lines you have to be most wary of. And I believe there are power line problems, let's see, some listed in Oldham County. Butchel area had some of those right around the mall across Shelbyville Road from the mall in St. Matthews. A couple of utility poles snapped in half there. And I'm sure dangling wires with those. Obviously, stay far away from any of those problems. Okay. Southern Parkway, there are power outages around Woodlawn. U.S. 44, Dixie Highway, trees down there. Trees down on 146 at LaGrange and Gene Snyder Freeway. Iroquois Avenue, New Cut, trees down. We covered that in the south end. St. Matthews, Willis Avenue, trees down around there, too. Thank you, Randall. Appreciate that. Jefferson County Clerk's Office in Brownsboro Road, the offices are closed there, too. Calling in that information. Here's meteorologist Ken Schulz again with a wrap-up of what's going on, what's transpired thus far today.
Well, the list of warned counties beginning to dwindle now. We had this happen a little while ago when we had all sorts of warnings to our west, and we had a bit of a dull spot, a dry spot, and then all of a sudden everything hit the fan at once. We had all sorts of tornadoes reported, at least funnel clouds reported, and a lot of tornado warnings issued for the Louisville metropolitan area. That line continued to move rapidly off to the east. And here are the warnings still out. These are all severe thunderstorm warnings. Now, it's nasty enough. These storms still capable of producing winds of up to 60 miles per hour, hail, torrential rains. Washington, Greene, Marion, Taylor, Franklin, and Scott counties all under a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:15. So another 25 minutes to go on those warnings. Now, we have some watches to talk about. We, of course, have talked about a severe thunderstorm watch that was in effect for a large part of southern Indiana, northern western Kentucky this afternoon. That really was issued with this line of storms headed in our direction. Now that the line has passed, I don't expect any additional severe weather to develop. We will have some rain. We'll have some thundershowers in the region, but they will not be severe. The line moving to the east, however, is enough to have the folks in central and eastern Kentucky advised that there is a possibility of tornadoes, and the National Severe Storms Forecast Center issued a tornado watch for central and eastern Kentucky, and that goes until 10 o'clock. And some of the counties included there would be like Carroll County, Gallatin, Franklin, Grant counties, just to name a few, Nelson, Oldham. But again, now that this line is past you, don't expect any additional severe weather. Some cities, larger cities, included in this tornado watch for this afternoon and this evening would be Lexington, Frankfort, London, Somerset, and Jackson. So that's what we have right now. Still folks in Washington, Greene, Marion, Taylor, Franklin, and Scott counties, you're under the gun until 6:15. Any additional warnings that we have, we'll pass those on to you immediately. Here for the Louisville area, the worst is past. Look for occasional rain and thunder showers, diminishing, though, as evening wears on into the night. And our low temperature tonight will drop down to 67 degrees. Tomorrow, warm, humid. Another round of showers and thunderstorms will be possible. The high of 82 degrees. And the outlook for Friday, hot and humid with a few afternoon thunderstorms. The high up to 91. So that's where we stand. Thunder showers in Louisville now. And the temperature is 67 degrees.
Thank you, Kenneth. It's 551 at 84 WHAS. And Sid Jenkins, we got to catch our breath now and talk about sports.
But, Terry, we can't talk about sports without talking about the weather's effect on our sporting day.
Of course.
That forced the cancellation of the last six races on the card at Churchill Downs. We understand the storm hit at the Downs right as the horses were reaching the finish line in the third race. And at that time, the folks at the Downs were advised how severe the storms were. And they determined it would be best to cancel the remainder of the day's races. Anyone who is at the races be advised that all advance wagers and pick six wagers will be refunded at face value when they open up for business tomorrow at Churchill Downs. Patrons may present, the patrons who were on hand at the Downs were given admission vouchers that can be used at any other time during this spring meet. And also parking and programs can be refunded as well. As far as folks at Churchill Downs can determine, this is the first time that races have ever been canceled for a reason other than a frozen racing surface. So the severe weather definitely made a bit of racing history today at Churchill Downs, forcing the cancellation of the final six races on the card. Major League Baseball for today. Out of Candlestick Park, the Cincinnati Reds are still holding on to that one-run lead over San Francisco. Danny Jackson has allowed just four hits in seven-plus innings. Cincinnati up 2-1 as they play in the bottom of the eighth against the Giants. Earlier, Minnesota beat Toronto 12-5. While in the American Association, it was Buffalo over the Louisville Redbirds 8-7 in 10 innings. That snapped the Redbirds' five-game winning streak and for the moment prevented them from taking over first place in the American Association's Eastern Division. Tonight at Boston, Stump Merrill will make his managerial debut with the New York Yankees. You haven't heard of Stump because he's been in the minor leagues as a manager for the past 10 years. George Steinbrenner elected to go down to Columbus to pick up a replacement for Bucky Dent, whose team just couldn't get going this year. They currently have the worst record in all of Major League Baseball. Well, with all the weather information, we'll also have Sports Talk tonight with Van and his guest Larry Nectar to talk about auto racing. Sid Jenkins, Sports 84 WHAS.
Thank you, Sidney. Ken Schulz is going to rejoin us with a weather bulletin in a moment. First, WHAS will activate special receivers.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service out of Evansville has issued a tornado warning effective until 5:15 Central Daylight Time for people in the south central Kentucky counties of Logan and Simpson. At 4:42 this afternoon, Kentucky State Police reported 3/4-inch size hail in Russellville, Kentucky, 20 miles southwest of Bowling Green. The storm is moving southeast at 40 miles per hour and will move into Franklin, Kentucky about 5:05 Central Daylight Time. If you're in the path of this storm, take cover immediately. Again, this is way down in the south central areas of Kentucky, Logan and Simpson counties. That is generally to the south and to the southwest of Bowling Green. Those two counties under a tornado warning until 5:15 Central Daylight Time. They've had some large hail reported around Russellville. That storm is moving to the southeast. Severe thunderstorm warning still in effect. Franklin and Scott, Green, Marion, Taylor, and Washington counties until 6:15. And, of course, central and eastern Kentucky still under tornado watch until 10. So that's the latest. Terry?
Thank you, Ken. It's 5:55 at 84 WHS. In a few moments, my guests, who've been waiting here for what seems like an eternity, I'm sure. We've had them sleeping under the furniture until all the storms passed, and now we've passed on the information. We'll talk to them in a moment.
They probably had to test him a couple times. Let's check one more time. Make sure we can't cut the spots off this dog. Fan Bats and Beer with Sports Talk 84705 tonight. Larry Nichter's his guest talking auto racing. There are a lot of people standing by on the phones, too. Want to, I guess, pass on their war stories of the afternoon. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Yes, sir. This is Rich.
Where do you live, Rich?
I live over here on Dixdale, next to 18th and Algonquin.
Uh-huh.
And, they said we had some trees and stuff down over here. And, we don't have very many gripes, you know. We're pretty cool over here on 18th and Algonquin over at Dixie Highway. But,
yeah.
We just like to thank LG&E for leaving us like last every time.
Oh, come on.
Every time that.
How do you know you're last?
Well,
what do? You get up on the Iroquois lookout and see everybody else's lights come on first?
Yeah, that's what we do. We stand up and let the lights, we see the lights come on.
Well, it won't be long, Rich. Yeah. Hang in there, buddy. Find a flashlight and a board game. You'll be fine, okay, buddy?
All right.
That's we'll
see.
That's
what we're going to do. We're going to sit here and look at each other in the dark. Everybody over here looks better in the dark, right?
Sometimes that's better. Okay, you're on Dixdale. Well, maybe somebody in the truck will hear that and change their plans for the evening, okay?
Yeah, we appreciate that a lot.
We'll see you. Hi, Marge.
Hello, how are you?
How was your afternoon?
Well, my next-door neighbor and the one across the street said a ball of fire took the transformer out on 4100 block of Timothy Lane in Shively.
Uh-huh, I didn't get the report of that one. Timothy Lane in Shively.
Uh-huh, and 4100 block. And a ball of fire went right through one street and right across the street from 4106 Timothy.
Ouch. I presume you're talking to me from a darkened home?
Right.
Yeah, well.
Candles light. Very nice.
Well, at least you have the candles handy.
Right. Always have them.
Are they the kind that give off fragrances?
Yes.
Oh, those are the nicest kinds of
them. It's apricot or peach.
Oh, that's very nice. Uh-huh. You always feel like you're on a date with a produce farmer.
Right. After 55 years, why not?
That's good. All right, Marge, hang tough in there.
All right, thank you.
Careful with the candles. June?
Yes.
How are you faring through this?
Well, we're faring all right, except we just don't have any power, and we've been without power since the first of the storm went through.
Okay, what part of the community are you calling from?
I live in Valley Station, Prairie Village.
Prairie Village and Valley Station.
Yes.
And heard from anybody else? Oh, I did hear reports on Greenwood Road that it's inaccessible in a few areas because of trees down there, so it may make a little while. They have to cut through some trees to get to your transformers or your power station out there.
I don't know about that, but all the subdivisions without power.
All right.
But okay. We sure would appreciate it any time.
Well, maybe somebody heard you. That'll help anyway. Okay, June.
So.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, Margaret. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you?
Well, just fine.
Sitting here in the dark eating strawberries.
You too. Oh, at least you got your strawberries before the dark kicked in.
Well, I'm glad I got supper over with me. And, if you have an electric stove, it's kind of hard to cook.
Yeah.
You don't have no power.
What part of town are you calling from?
Okay, I live out here in what they call the Seminole Village. It's behind H&S Hardware out here on Preston.
Oh, yeah.
And our power's all out here. And we've had some high winds out here, too.
Yeah, looking at my map, I don't see many reports from that area yet. But that's probably for the same reason I told the lady in Valley Station, inaccessible roads because of the trees down out there.
Uh-huh.
The strawberries okay that way? They're better.
Oh, they're good.
They're better cold anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Who wants to heat those things up? All right, well, hang tough in there. And, Margaret, you'll enjoy sports talk. It's going to be your favorite topic tonight, auto racing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Margaret, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, just answering the phones, talking to all these people in the dark. You know, it gets old after a while. Ah, oh, boy, you know, sitting there. You can't read your magazines or whatever, sitting there twiddling your thumbs. Well, actually, the light of day should still be creeping through the windows for some of you here. Unless, of course, you're still in the basement. By the way, it's okay to come out of the basement now. The worst of the storm's over. Gary Rizzo's forecast for tonight does call for periods of more showers. And perhaps a thunderstorm here or there, too. A low of 67 overnight tonight. Tomorrow's high about 82. It's going to be cloudy, warm, and humid. And occasional showers and thunderstorms figure into the forecast again. Friday, partly sunny, hot, and humid. A few afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 91. It's 65 degrees now. At 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
Bacon's King of Hearts Father's Day sale is going on now with spectacular savings in all men's departments, including the comfort and fit of Farrah slacks featuring Process 2000. A marvel of new fabric chemistry, Process 2000 dramatically increases the ease of care of the fabric, rendering it unshrinkable with excellent crease retention and wrinkle resistance. Look for the Process 2000 display in each store. Plus, don't forget to vote for Louisville's King of Hearts. You and your could win a trip to Las Vegas during the King of Hearts Father's Day sale at Bacon's.
Hey, listen, while you're at Bacon's for the King of Hearts Father's Day sale, be sure and cast your vote for Louisville's best-looking celebrity in the Bacon's King of Hearts contest. They've already narrowed it down to two guys. I'm Terry Miners. They're putting me up against Mayor Jerry Abramson. I'm going to beat this guy. I know he's got better hair than me, but he'll pull out all his once he loses this contest. Cast your vote at any Bacon's store around town. You could win a wonderful vacation package for two to Las Vegas. Vote now through Father's Day, June 17th, in the King of Hearts contest at Bacon's.
Video Visions in the Plainview Shopping Center says, even if you can't have the best of everything, you can have the best of something. A theater right in your own home. Video Visions is Louisville's full-line Mitsubishi television and VCR dealer. And they invite you to stop by and witness the unbelievable brightness and clarity you receive from a Mitsubishi projection TV. Mitsubishi's rear projection TVs are cable-ready. They come with programmable remote controls, and they're stereo and ready for your VCR or Laserdisc. It's like having a theater right in your own home to watch all the great specials and sporting events this summer. Plus, Video Visions offers free delivery and setup. And if you're in the market for a smaller TV, check out Mitsubishi's 13-inch to 35-inch monitors. Plus, ask about their 7 months, same-as-cash free financing program. It's all at Video Visions, where you owe it to yourself to stop by and get the best quality at the best price. They're in the Plainview Shopping Center on Hurstburn Lane. So visit Video Visions. They're changing the way you look at television.
I just have a minute or two left on the show here, but there are a few other people I want to talk to here. Sally?
Yeah.
Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Well, I had to tell you about the tree across the street from me.
All right, go ahead.
About 3 weeks ago, we noticed it had an inch wide crack at about 8 feet tall. We knew it was going to fall. We were just laying bets as to what day it was going to fall.
Who won the bet?
Well, we don't know. We haven't checked all the neighbors yet.
Oh, I see.
But it took down three power lines, and they just replaced the transformer on the telephone pole this morning. And we were glad to hear that because it prevented a fire. As it went down, it took all these wires down with it. And this whole block's without power, so we're all sitting on our front porch eating pizza.
Sounds like
we can't afford to. I mean, we can't cook or anything, you know.
All right, sounds great. Listen, Sally, hang tough in there.
Oh, we will.
I'm running out of time here. I got to
get somebody over here. Get rid of this tree.
Well, they put your transformer up. They know where your street is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Steve.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Oh, great.
There's a and the alley that runs between Oak and St. Catherine, between 6th and 7th. There's a tree that fell about halfway over and it's laying across the power lines. And by some miracle, the power lines are holding up the tree. How long it'll last, I can't tell you.
So stand back. It's
That's
like,
right.
Like a giant slingshot, right?
That's right.
Or catapult, getting ready to throw that big tree across the sky. Okay, well, thanks, Steve.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Ardella?
This is Nordella.
Oh, Nordella. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we're out here in Southern Acres off of Manslick with no electric. The whole area's out.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if there's anything you can do. We can't get through the gas and electric company to even let them know.
I got a socket wrench under my car seat. You want me to stop by on the way home tonight and see what I can do?
Yes.
Actually, all the crews are out working, and they'll try and get to you as soon as possible.
Is there any way they know about it since we can't get through on the phone?
Well, hopefully somebody's listening in the truck right now while they're sawing some trees down, okay?
Oh, I sure hope they are, and of course we can't eat. There's no way to cook.
Yeah,
understand.
Okay, Nordell.
You got any food in your car?
Well, my kids leave those donuts in the seats, and I'll see what I can do. I'll run them by there.
Well, I'll eat them if they're a week old.
Okay. All right, Nordell.
Thanks a lot.
Now, I'm not taking grocery orders on the lines here, too. Let's see, Michelle. Michelle?
Yeah.
You okay, too?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for waiting. Listen, I'm out of time. I got to get going here. Everything all right at your house, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just called a minute ago, and I had all these people on hold here. Hang tough in there. They'll come see you soon. Santa Claus will be here and fix the lines for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Michelle. So on.
Bye.
I guess meteorologist Gary Rizzo will come in and kind of recap things for you in a minute, too. And Mr. Van Vance is next on the Mojo Sports Show. Thanks today, too, for the extra help from Skip Essick and Doug McKelvin and Terry Dismore, all for putting together all the information for us. Stand by for Van's Sports Talk Show, and I'll see you again tonight on Metz's show, coming up here on 84 WHAS Louisville, your news leader.
It's 7:01. I'm Mary Jeffries, News Radio 84 WHAS. Jefferson County disaster and emergency officials are trying to get a handle on the damage from this afternoon's severe weather. This is DES's Jack Nevin.
We got a lot of reports out of the West End. We got a lot of reports out of the Butrel area. There was along Eastern Parkway, Bardstown Road area, but we really couldn't say at this point which one was hit the worst. We simply have not gotten a decent enough survey yet. Everybody's calling in, trees down, wires down, but whether one area is worse than another, we really can't tell at this point.
News Radio 84's Beth Merrill is in Louisville's West End, where LG&E crews are working, and she's standing by to tell us what it looks like at 28th and Broadway. Beth?
Mary, the LG&E crews here tell me it is going to be a very long night for them. There are five poles down in this area. Some of them are broken in half and laying on the roadway. Others are just leaning, but the power lines are dangling. Also, the roof of a vacant building at the corner of 28th and Broadway is scattered across 28th Street. And I also understand that the roof of the Pizza Hut carryout at this location also caved in, causing some damage to that store's computer. Sterling Anthony of LG&E tells me that they are in the process of isolating the lines because some of these lines in this area are still live. He says until they can do that, they really can't get in and start work on restoring power. Police say that you can't go west on Broadway past 26th Street, and they say that is the way that it's going to be probably for much of tonight and maybe into the early morning hours tomorrow until everything is fixed. Right now, they really don't have a handle on where that is going to be. From the corner of 28th and Broadway, I'm Beth Merrill, News Radio 84, WHAS.
Thanks, Beth. LG&E says there are widespread power outages all over the county. Power is also out in some parts of Bullitt County. The town of Eminence in Henry County sustained quite a bit of damage. Jimmy Tingle, chief of police in Eminence, tells News Radio 84.
Tell a definite path, about 100, 150 feet that went through the city. We had numerous trees down across the light wires. Virtually the eastern side of the city is powerless. We have a state crew and fire departments out working right now. All the roads are clear except for 55, which is the main road through Eminence, and it's blocked by a huge tree with power lines around it.
Single says there's a lot of property damage in Eminence because trees have fallen on houses, but no injuries. The fire department's antenna blew down, so they're using mobile radios. In Indiana, officials say the counties of Spencer, Perry, Harrison, and Floyd along the river were hardest hit.